Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
It is time to update in the year of our Lord 2025. The worst drivers drive what car survey. We want your input on this as well. I'm going to stick my claim very early. For years, I have said it, I have spread it, that Dacia Duster drivers are the worst drivers on Irish roads. And I have more evidence to back that up. On Sunday...
I need this to be solid now.
It is as solid as you're going to get. This is the best piece of evidence. A 251 Dacia Duster. Not a bad looking car, but just poor drivers behind the wheels. I was behind a Dacia Duster. We came to a crossroads. That Dacia Duster was turning right. I was going straight through. And the Dacia Duster pulled out to go right. And I thought, that's my shield. There's nothing coming from the right direction. So I pulled out almost after it. Nearly killed us all. It hadn't left enough room. There was a car coming from the right. Could have wiped us all out. And it's that Dacia Duster's fault.
I feel like I've missed something here. So just talk me through car positioning on the road again. It's a crossroads.
Yes.
And the Dacia Duster is ahead of you.
Yes.
They've indicated right, by the way? They were using their indication signals?
Yes.
And you wanted to go straight.
I was going straight. So imagine you're at a roundabout and you're in the left lane and there's a car in the right lane and it pulls out. You can safely assume that there's nothing coming from the right and it is going to be your shield. And it will guide you around. Whereas I was using the same logic to this crossroads, but it hadn't left enough time even for itself, not alone me, so it could have wiped us both out. I'd put my faith in this Dacia Duster driver to be better, but I should have known Dacia Duster drivers are the worst drivers.
I'm waiting for you to come back with some sort of like sarcasm buzzer or something, because you cannot treat a car pulling out ahead of you as a go sign for you to pull out. That's not how a crossroads works, and I'm really feeling really stupid that maybe I'm not getting what you mean.
Here's what I'm telling you, that Dacia Duster drivers are the worst.
No, because that driver didn't do anything wrong.
It didn't leave enough time for itself to get out.
That was silly. I'm getting really worked up over this.
It should have been thinking about me.
Okay, well that's weird.
Behind
okay.
it, trying
James
to go
trolling us.
Straight
sorry.
Through. I'm not trolling.
No, it absolutely.
I'm
is,
not
sorry.
Trolling. Yeah.
Yeah, you are.
I am telling you my opinion, and I am asking you a question. Worst drivers drive what car? We have to update the survey results from ages ago.
I absolutely want to update the research. I think it's important to stay relevant. But in the manner of a solicitor defending a client, which I'm not paid to be, I want you to absolutely disregard Dave's example, in inverted commas, of a Dacia Duster driver being bad, because they didn't do anything wrong. Dave was the idiot in this scenario.
We're not... I'm just giving the crossroads as an example. I don't want that to be the conversation that we're having here. I just want to ask you the simple question, because Dacia Duster drivers are the worst. Worst drivers, what car, Fionnuala?
But with the asterisk that Dave was completely in the wrong.
No.
Yes.
No. 087-1-102-107. Ignore what Fionnuala's saying. I'm just giving you my example of why Dacia Duster drivers are the worst. Worst drivers, what car?
I can't even go down this route. I open your... Welcome your suggestions, because we do need to update this research. It's been a while since we did it. But you cannot use the example of a Dacia Duster pulling out, as they were entitled to do, and they're just not considering that they hadn't left enough space for you. Dave's on the ridiculous arguments. But I will admit, worst car, what driver?
David Fionnuala, 20 to 4. Dacia Duster drivers are the worst in
nope,
the country.
We're not agreeing with this because Dave's example is terrible, but what do you think?
Well, worst drivers, what car? Hello there, are you well?
Dave, you can never safely assume anything when it comes to traffic on the road these days, and were you never taught, never trust an indicator. Don't be blaming all Dacia drivers. Some Audi drivers have the audacity to think that they are the king of the road.
We're the king of the road.
Dave, Dave, I've said this so many times in the show, but it bears repeating. Dave thinks all of us should travel in one big bus, and that he should be the only one who's allowed out in the car.
Quiet. There would be problems on the road if y'all just got on a bus and I could drive it by myself.
We've got derailed. If you missed this, Dave was behind a Dacia Duster at a crossroads. The Duster was indicating right. It proceeded to turn right, possibly a little bit too close to a car that was oncoming from the right. But Dave thought, Asher, this car is pulling out ahead of me. I'm fine to now pull out and go straight. He's insane.
You are diverting away from the survey that we want to conduct, worst drivers, what cars? And I want to get even more specific than car manufacturers, because there's a massive difference between the type of driver that will drive a Volkswagen Passat and a Golf.
Oh, really?
There's a massive difference between a BMW 7 Series and a 320D. Toyota drivers. I think Kenny really thinks that Toyota drivers are bad drivers. 100%. Always stuck in front of a Toyota, all over the roads. They're the best built cars because they never pass 30 kilometres per hour. Kenny, it feels like you've been waiting for years to tell somebody how much hate you have towards Toyota drivers.
They're going on the list. Kenny, would you care to drill down into a particular model? Because we'll welcome that too.
So, we can't just have all BMW drivers. I would like to get to specifics, car model and make. Worst drivers, what car? Let's put the survey in action.
We are conducting our research again. The worst drivers drive what type of car?
Now, we want to be more specific than BMW drivers. We want to get down to absolute specifics. Exact make and model, please. For me, Dacia Dusters. They are the worst drivers.
No.
I don't even care if the car is good or bad or indifferent. I just reckon that the worst drivers drive Dacia Dusters.
I think it's an unfair claim to make. Full disclosure, I do not drive a Dacia, so I'm not trying to defend myself from this accusation. Genuinely now, I know it's so easy to say it, but this is where I'm showing my ignorance. I don't know enough about BMW models to specify.
Yeah.
But I want to say it's like an older type. We'd go back as far as like 2010s.
Okay.
In the years.
Right.
I'm going to go between like a 2010 and 2015 BMW.
Okay.
And I just feel they show a specific level of ignorance on the road. It's a saloon version of a BMW.
Okay.
I'll give it that. But I'm sorry, I don't know enough to give you the model.
I'm wondering, is she thinking of like a 3 Series or a 5 Series, like a 320D or a 520D? We'll have to go out for a spin and you can go, that's the one.
That's the one,
that's
the ignorant one, yeah.
Aidan reckons it's a Land Rover Discovery. Why?
I'm coming down the road one day, bearing in mind I'm driving a mobile crane, 50, 60 ton on the road, and the car decides to try and overtake a lorry. It's hard to miss a big yellow crane with flash and beacons and red and white lights flashing at you, and he was that close to hitting me he actually had to take the hard shoulder on my side of the road to avoid hitting me.
It's
a Land Rover Discovery. You know, just because you're in a big Jeep doesn't mean you're a match for a heavy goods vehicle.
So there's a vote on the board for a Land Rover Discovery. Colin, what do you reckon?
Lads, to be fair now, it has to be Nissan Micra drivers. Oh my god, they are atrocious. And the speeds under the limit that they go, oh, you know what? You just stick a dynamite, you know what you'd be doing with it.
There's a vote for Nissan Micra drivers. Are they the worst?
I don't think it's fair to categorise slow as the worst driver. I think when you're talking about bad drivers, it should be more, dangerous overtaken, like we heard about that Land Rover there. Being out in the middle of the bloody road instead of staying on your own side of the lane, which is a scourge when you're driving on country roads. And also not using indicators.
There's a lot of brave lads in the WhatsApp who probably don't drive themselves sending messages like this. The Volkswagen Up, that's which car? Worst driver. Elderly women who gave up giving a dung about other drivers. Hi, Mom. Owen, I sincerely hope you have a license, sir, because if you don't, download the Transport for Ireland app and you'll know the bus times. Hey!
Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.